This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Craig Wexler, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Braden Baumuller of Alexandria. Please rise.
The Lord be with you. Gracious God, as we come before you bright and early this morning, give us energy, give us strength, give us your sustenance. Give us listening ears as we get to hear the state of the judiciary and the state of the tribe this afternoon. Help us to continue to learn and to walk with our neighbors from so many different backgrounds. Gracious God, remind us that we are called to serve, not to be served. And so help us as we listen to hear it, who it is that that we are serving, gracious God, and guide us in wisdom and strength today. Give us the energy and give us your peace that surpasses all understanding. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Representatives Andera, Arlen, Auk, Elward, Baumuller, Bathke, Baxter, DeGroote, Derby, Duffy, Emery, Fitzgerald, Garcia, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Elverson, Healy, Heerman, Heineman, Hughes, Hunt, Ismay, Jameson, Jensen, Jordan, Jorgensen, Kasson, Kaiser, Call, Ladner, Lems, Manhart, Massey, May, Moore, Mortensen, Mucky, Mullally, Mulder, Knowles, Norstrup, Odenbach, Overwig, Peterson, Poyer, Randolph, Reeder, Rayfelt, Reimer, Reich, Rice, Roby, Roy, Rowe, Schaefbauer, Schwanz, Sharma, Sharda, Soy, Stevens, Yuri Balk, Van Diepen, Vasgard, Van Huysen, Wahlberg, Weems, Weisgram, Whitman, Speaker Hansen.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
There is quorum. Approval of the amended journal reflecting that House Bill 1009 was not withdrawn at the request of the bill's prime sponsor.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report respectfully submitted. John Hansen, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor of approval of the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The journal is approved.
The oath of the office was administered by the Honorable Patricia J. Devaney, Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, to Representative Perry Poyer at 1:15 p.m. on Tuesday, January 14th, 2025, which was subscribed to and placed on file in the office of the Secretary of State.
Communications.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 p.m. on January 23rd, 2025, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. A short program will follow the introduction of the memorial resolution. At the conclusion of the memorial service, the joint session will be dissolved. The memorial resolution shall be printed in the House and Senate journals.
Speaker appoints Representative Schaefbauer, Healy, Odenbach, Randolph, and Stevens. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Perry, Carr, Melhoff, Smith, and Zickmund as a committee of five on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of five on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Respectfully, Peggy Lorenz, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved the adoption of the permanent joint rules of the 99th legislative session as the temporary joint rules for the 100th legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Peggy Lorenz.
First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1049, update the official code of laws. House Bill 1050, authorize municipalities to impose a new tax to fund capital improvement projects. House Bill 1051, update provisions on the interim legislative oversight of administrative rulemaking. House Bill 1052, prohibit the exercise of eminent domain for a pipeline that carries carbon oxide. House Bill 1053, require age verification by websites containing material that is harmful to minors and to provide a penalty therefor. House Bill 1054, authorize volunteer chaplains to serve in public schools. House Bill 1055, modify medical cannabis certification requirements.
The Speaker signs the House Education, House Bill 1035, to House Judiciary, House Bill 1049, and House Bill 1051, to House State Affairs, House Bill 1053, to House Taxation, House Bill 1050, to the Joint Committee on Appropriations, House Bill 1033, and House Bill 1034. Is the doctor of the day in? Well, I don't see the doctor of the day up there, but the doctor of the day today is Dr. Clark Lickness of Watertown. The doctor of the day program is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. Today's doctor of the day is Clark Lickness. Dr. Lickness retired after 37 years as a family medicine physician at Brown Clinic in Watertown. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota and completed his residency at Sioux Falls Family Medicine Residency. Dr. Lickness was also the physician who assisted in getting the Doctor of the Day program launched many years ago. So we're grateful for Dr. Lickness and thank him for being Doctor of the Day today. Announcements. Any announcements? Representative Randolph.
Push the right button there. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will be meeting tomorrow for the first time at 10 o'clock in room 413. We will be hearing from Department of Transportation and Department of Public Safety.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. Any further announcements? Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow to organize at 8 o'clock. We will gavel in at 8:30. We have two department briefs, Department of Human Services and Department of Health.
Thank you. Further announcements, Representative Lems.
Mr. Speaker, House Legislative Procedure will meet tomorrow, January 16th at 11 a.m. in room 413. And Joint Legislative Procedure will meet tomorrow, January 16th at noon in room 413.
Thank you. Further announcements, Representative Overwig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Ag, the number one committee in the House. Ag is going to meet. Okay. We're going to hear from Game Fish and Parks on their report. So if you want to wear camo, come on.
Further announcements. Representative Elward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., House Taxation will meet in room 464. We'll be hearing from Secretary Howdy Shell, Department of Revenue, room 464 at 8 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Representative Weisgram.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House retirement laws will meet tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I'm at a loss of which room, but follow me and we'll get there.
Sounds great. Further announcements? Any further announcements? Representative Baumuller.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.